This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Good afternoon, Tuscaloosa and internet world. How you doing today? I'm Joe Gaither. Welcome in to the Joe Gaither Show. This is the Joe Gaither Show right here on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com, a part of the BamaCentral.com broadcasting network. I'm Joe Gaither. As I said, you can listen to our other shows on the BamaCentral.com broadcasting network. Our show is All Things Bama with Austin Hannon and Blue Collar Unplugged with our friends Blake Byler and Matthew Gibson. Make sure you check out those two podcasts as well as you listen to mine. I appreciate everybody who's tuning in to join us today. You can watch us on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube if you want to see my bright and shining face, or you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, any place that you get your podcast. And of course, you can read every day about the show on BamaCentral.com. I want to thank already our guest today, our guest this week. We had Amari Jefferson on, a class of 2024 wide receiver from Chattanooga, Tennessee, committed to Tennessee baseball already, but he just came off an Alabama official visit with Nick Saban, wide receiver, pretty big time prospect. Nick Saban telling him that Alabama, quote, needs Amari Jefferson. So if you missed that interview on Wednesday, you can go back and listen to it right there on any of the playback avenues that we just described. And yesterday, we were blessed to have our friend Christian Miller. Christian Miller, former Alabama football player, Carolina Panther. Now you hear him on Crimson Tide Sports Network. Christian Miller joined us yesterday talking all things Alabama football, NIL. We talked about the defense, Kevin Steele, all kinds of things. So if you want to hear that conversation over again, you can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Music, or watch it on YouTube. Just go to the Bama Central YouTube page, and you can find it right there. All right, what are we going to talk about today? I don't have a guest today, so we're going to talk about a bunch of different topics, a bunch of storylines around the Alabama Crimson Tide. Let's do this. Let's go back through the week. There was a couple storylines that we skipped over while we were talking to Amari Jefferson and Christian Miller. So we'll go back in the week just a little bit, and then we'll kind of talk about news from today and set up the weekend. So how about we do just like that. Oh, hell yeah, my man James Ludeman, happy Friday, good to you. Yeah, absolutely, thank you so much for checking in and joining us. Let's go back to the Wednesday of this week, and our man, sad news, if you didn't see it, if you're living under a rock, Colby Shelton. Colby Shelton was one of two Alabama baseball players, Bryce Eblin as well, going into the transfer portal. Colby Shelton, you know, great player, great freshman this past year. He led the Alabama Crimson Tide in home runs as a true freshman. 25 home runs this past season, 25 home runs, 10 doubles, 61 hits. He batted right at 300 from the plate. Slugging percentage was right at 730, 51 RBIs for the Crimson Tide. I think it was third on the team in RBIs. Obviously, first in home runs. I think it was seventh or eighth nationally in home runs. So, Colby Shelton enters the transfer portal, 2 days after Alabama hires Rob Vaughn. Do I think it's a response to Rob Vaughn's hiring? No, I do not. No. I think Colby Shelton looks across the landscape of college baseball and looks at the landscape right here in Tuscaloosa, and yes, it is growing. The fan base is growing in Tuscaloosa. The support is growing in Tuscaloosa, but let's all be honest with ourselves. Let's all be honest in that the NIL money, the support is not necessarily behind, not necessarily behind the Alabama baseball program like it is at other schools. It's not nothing, but it's not like it is at other schools. And so you saw last year we Alabama lost Zane Denton in the transfer portal to Tennessee, and large speculation is that Zane Denton cashed in from NIL at Tennessee. And so you take that speculation down the pipe and you take it into Colby Shelton this coming year. Colby Shelton just put on one of the best hitting seasons in college baseball this year and is just a freshman. He's not allowed to go to MLB for two more years. Major League Baseball and NFL have some very similar rules as far as college goes. Once you get into college, you have to wait till you're 3 years, 3 years of college experience to get back into the MLB draft. So Colby Shelton is at least in college for two more seasons. He's in college for two more seasons, and my man's, you know, wants to cash in and really, you know, take advantage of the strong season that he had this year at Alabama. Do I wish he would stay? Absolutely. Do I hope that he's able to stay? Absolutely. Do I think Rob Vaughn will make it a priority to try to keep him? Yes, I think he will, but I am not very hopeful. I'm not hopeful that Colby Shelton will be returning to Alabama based on the history that was Ed Zane Denton leaving Alabama for a big old NIL deal at Tennessee. I would expect, honestly, Colby Shelton to return to his home state of Florida. I would expect him to play next year for the Florida Gators, the Florida State Seminoles, or the Miami Hurricanes. And really, does that break my heart? Yes, it does. This past year, it was fun falling in love and getting to know Colby Shelton. It was. And so covering the team standpoint, it stinks because, you know, you're getting to know this guy. He's already put on a good season. You're thinking he's going to be a pivotal primary player for the Alabama Crimson Tide for the next 2 years, not one, but 2 years. And boom, he goes to the transfer portal, and you're likely going to be seeing him down the road wearing other uniforms against you in the SEC. And that's just heartbreaking to see. Now, look, I have always been a proponent of the transfer portal, a proponent of NIL, and I remain a proponent of the transfer portal and of NIL. I think that, you know, this is an instance where it hurts Alabama. Usually in other sports, it's going to help Alabama. You know, you can transfer into Alabama football and, you know, you're playing for the cream of the crop. Really, it just shows you where Alabama baseball is in the grand scheme of things, when compared to the top baseball programs in college baseball. Look, we realize, you know, you see people, you see the baseball program inviting you to join the Grand Slammers and, you know, subscribe to Yay Alabama, trying to get the NIL support behind the Alabama baseball program, but it's just not quite there at the level. It's not quite there at the level where it is at other programs across the SEC. So it breaks my heart. Yeah, you're probably going to lose Colby Shelton. You're probably going to lose Colby Shelton to an SEC team who ponies up some big old money. And so for the next 2 years, instead of playing for the Crimson Tide, he'll probably be playing for an opponent. And so it asks the question, is this about loyalty? Where is the loyalty? Yes, Alabama offers you the scholarship, but is there loyalty at play? Does Colby Shelton owe Alabama? I don't know. I don't think that – I really view it that way. I just view it as it's all, everybody's cycling up. Everybody's always cycling up. Everybody's always looking to get promoted. You see that just in your day-to-day life and businesses, but you see that throughout sports here, and you really see that in the transfer portal. In college, the college coaches have used it to say, hey, man, I'm not going to recruit high schoolers near as much. I'm going to utilize the transfer portal, and somebody's going to get a great third baseman without having to put in – you know, 2 years worth, two, 3 years worth of work, and then wait on him to, you know, most high school guys in baseball get recruited as freshmen, sophomore, juniors. So you're recruiting a guy, you're getting his commitment, then you're having to wait on him. In college baseball, why do that when you can go into the transfer portal, pull you a Colby Shelton right out, you can get a ready-made player already, and you don't have to wait at all. So I think that really everything is cycling up in the transfer portal. It stinks for the lower-level colleges. It stinks for the high school prospect. We talked to Amari on Wednesday, who said that really the transfer portal has affected the high school recruiting. I think that's very valid, and it's going to continue in that fashion. Now, How does Alabama avoid what we've seen over the last 2 years? Losing Zane Tinton, he was a great hitter 2 years ago, and now likely losing Colby Shelton, your best hitter this past year. But what do you do going forward? How do you avoid that? How do you say, hey, we don't want to be the A-minus program. We got to kill, you know, these A-plus programs are taking our best players. These A-plus programs are poaching our premier players. And we can't allow that going forward. Hopefully Rob Vaughn and Jason Jackson will be able to implement and really, really could continue. Look, the last six weeks were fun. Were a lot of fun for Alabama baseball. And you guys know, if you've paid attention to me at all ever in my media career, I'm not really a big baseball lover. I don't love to go watch the game and experience the game. I know friends who eat it up, every pitch by pitch strategy. They eat up pitch runners and all kinds of things. They eat it up, and I think it's great. It is a beautiful sport. But what I'll say is the last 7 weeks of the Alabama season, they were fun. And that's what, you got to get the fun involved. You got to get the fun, you got to keep the fun going. And look, we all know winning is the most fun thing. So you saw that over the last 5, 6, 7 weeks for Alabama's baseball season. Ever since dismissing Brad Bohannon, the program really was unshackled and really was able to win at a great level. And it was a lot of fun. So I hope that 6 weeks can carry into fall ball that's coming here, carry into next spring early. Just get right off to a hot season and keep the momentum rolling. That's what you need to avoid losing your best players. Where we're at at the moment is, okay, we are recruiting some of those better players. Yes, we're recruiting some of these better players that are getting drafted away into MLB, and some of them are going to other programs, and some of them are coming to Alabama, a la Colby Shelton. Yeah, great. You're at that level. That's a step up from where we've been. But you're still getting poached away players from programs that are at a higher level than you are. And yes, that stinks. I got a text message from a buddy saying, what do we do about this problem? We got to figure out the money. We got to figure out things to keep these players happy and to keep these players in Tuscaloosa. Because you can't keep recruiting. Look, I know it was Coach Bo recruiting, but it was also Jason Jackson recruiting Colby Shelton. You can't go out and recruit a guy for over 3-4 years and have him come and say, yes, we got him. Great. Colby Shelton comes in and plays well for over the course of a season, plays incredibly over the course of a season, and then you lose your prize prospect. That's no way to continue success, to sustain success. There's no way you can do that if you're continually losing your best players. So we have gotten to a place, we've gotten to a level at the baseball program, but losing Colby Shelton just lets us know that there are still several steps to take before we get to the elites. I know Alabama was 2 games away from making it into Omaha, and we'll talk about Omaha here at the tail end of the program. But look, Alabama still has several steps to take, and part of that is in the NIL game. Colby Shelton's about to go get paid. He's about to go get some money, man. And it's hard for me to say anything bad about that, because if I had that opportunity, I have a great year in the media game and somebody says, hey, Joe, we want to go get you and pay you a bunch of money, it's going to be hard to turn down. I'm not afforded those opportunities right now, and that's fine, but Colby Shelton was. Colby Shelton was afforded that opportunity based off his own hard work, his own production, and his own talent. So, does it stink seeing him walk out the door? Yes. Yes, absolutely. You want to, hopefully Rob Vaughn, hopefully the Grand Slammers, hopefully, yay, Alabama, the collectives can pull something together and say, Colby, why don't you stay for 2 more years? Come on, man. We loved having you in Tuscaloosa, and you were a cornerstone to this past year's season, even as a freshman. And I would like for you to, I'd love for you to stay right here in Tuscaloosa. So hopefully he will. I don't think it's likely. Alabama baseball, I think, still needs some time and some growth to retain these top level prospects.
Hey, everybody, happy June. Hey, everybody, happy June.
Happy June indeed. We're sitting here right here halfway through the month, and let's talk about the U.S. Open. Yeah, we haven't done a whole lot of golf here on the program. We haven't done a ton of golf on the new edition of the program, but you guys know, if you listen to me at all, I enjoy some golf. I like to play golf. I'm terrible at it. I'm awful at it, but I enjoy getting out there and hitting the golf ball as many times or as few times as I can to get around a golf course. Why are we talking about it right now? U.S. Open, another major on the calendar, and Justin Thomas, Alabama's own Justin Thomas. I mean, come on. If it were a regular U.S. Open, then yesterday's score of +3 really wouldn't have been that bad. Because you all know the U.S. Open is traditionally extremely brutal, extremely tough, extremely difficult. And that's really what makes me enjoy watching the U.S. Open, is watching these professionals go out there and play and struggle like I do on a day-to-day basis on the easy courses, the courses that they would tear up and make look like putt-putts. But Justin Thomas yesterday goes out there in L.A. And lays a stinker. Plus three, lays a stinker. Cannot, I mean, you make a big putt to cut down. I think it was on number eight. I have him right here. Yes. I have my Justin Thomas score sheets from right here. Yeah, it was on number eight. So then he hits a big old 9-foot birdie putt to go from plus three to plus two. Like, basically what happened with Justin is he goes out there and he goes par, 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 and then he goes bogue, bogue, bogue. So he's at plus three, six holes in, and essentially can never really fight back to even. He cuts down to plus two, then turns right around and bogeys again. My man's has struggled with the putter all year long, and it manifested yesterday again out there in L.A. Now, Justin Thomas, what time are you teeing off today? Justin Thomas, tee time, U.S. Open. Let's see. He's teeing off. Yeah, thank you very much, DraftKings Nation. He's teeing off at 4:10, so that is 3:10. He's teeing off at 3:10, so just as soon as we get this podcast posted, he's going to be teeing off. And hopefully, he will be able to battle back into contention at the U.S. Open, because right now, he is well out of it. It's a little surprising because of what the others have done at the U.S. Open. You guys know, if you watch golf at all, usually the U.S. Open is really, really hard. Well, yesterday, Xander Schauffele and Ricky Fowler, they both go 8-under. 8-under yesterday, and so what? Justin, you're not only 8 shots back, 8 plus 3 is 11. You're 11 shots back as you start your round today. And that's not even taking into consideration some of the players who have already started today and pushed the lead out to minus 9. They're like, look, Justin, I love you. I love you, and I want you to win. I want you to compete and play, you know, represent Alabama the way you have usually done it. But the last year and a half, I don't know what it is about. You've lost your feel with the putter, and really, it must be a confidence thing. It must just be a confidence issue, because it's not something you forget how to do. It's not something that you just give up. And trust me, I am not a great putter. I can't just go out there and nail 10 footers left and right. But this is your job, JT. Come on now. At 3:10, out there in LA, get yourself back into contention. Don't miss the cut. Because, the U.S. Open, they messed up. They messed up playing the course so easy, playing the course so favorably. The fairway's extremely wide, so you have a big range of a big area to hit into it off the tee. Yes, the rough is very deep. If you find into the rough, your ball is gone, and you're going to have to hack your way out of there. But the U.S. Open is supposed to be hard, and this year it's not. So JT, you need to chase today. You need to go low today. Try, like, come on. They're not going to be able to change the golf course in one day. They might get it harder on Saturday, but they're not going to be able to change it in just one evening. JT, the scores will be out there to be had today. Please go low. Represent Bama with some pride. Don't pack it in. Do not pack it in and miss the cut, man. I know you've won several times on PGA Tour. You only have, what, two majors, two PGA championships, I believe. Look, the majors are where you make your legacy. Sure, you can make a lot of money and be a professional golfer, winning regular weekend tournaments at the PGA, on the PGA Tour. Great. Well done. RBC Open, you know, Waste Management Open, Arnold Palmer Classic. Great. Who cares? The majors are where it's all at. So, JT, come on, man. Fight back. 3:10 today. 3:10. You'll be able to watch him on, oh, did he say where? 3:10. They'll be on Golf Network and, they'll be on the Golf Network later in the day. So, look, JT, get it back, man. Go ahead and oh, hey, my man, Julie, you nailed it. Julian saying the quiet part out loud. Justin got married a little while ago. And maybe spend a little less time on the putt. Look, JT, just make your putting green in the backyard. You can spend time with your wife. You can hang out at home. Y'all can do the little, you know, early marriage, still honeymoon phase, still at home. But get the daggum putter out. Get the putter out. Turn it into a game. You putt three times, honey. I'll putt three times, honey. Come on now.
Thank you, James. They're going to be on USA Today at USA at 3 o'clock today to watch Justin Thomas. We'll see if he gets bounced back into the U.S. Open. All right, where are we going next? Okay, let's go to football recruiting. As I need.
Hey, everybody. Happy June.
Okay, let's start with what's going on in California, and then we'll bring it back to Tuscaloosa. What's going on in California is the Elite 11 Finals. You guys know Elite 11 is the premier high school football quarterback challenge. Essentially, they take the Elite 11. They take 20? Oh, sweet. They take 20 roughly 20 prospects out there in California, and they're putting them through the ringer. Can you throw the football? Can you throw it on the run? Can you read the defense? How do you operate an offense? How's your throwing mechanics? They basically break them down, and you know what? Our man Julian Sain, class of 2024, commitment to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Julian Sain, through 2 days of the competition, is leading the competition. They grade out the competition. Now, okay, it's been a little bit difficult because you got scouting services out there who are doing their own grades. The Elite 11 folks are giving their own grades. You got a lot of people watching these quarterbacks and giving their own grades. Elite 11 has considered Julian Sain to be leading the first two days. You got one more day. Dylan Raiola right here on the heels of Julian Sain. On Three Sports, named Dylan Raiola already the first 2 days winner. So, like, you've got two different publications watching the event and giving their own grade. So you're seeing neck and neck Julian Sain and Dylan Raiola. Just want to throw out two other fun names here for you. Air Nolan. How would you like to be a quarterback and your name is Air? Air Nolan committed to Ohio State, is currently ranked fourth in the proceedings. And Ethan Grunkenmeyer. Grunkenmeyer, you shouldn't be playing quarterback. Grunkenmeyer. Grunkenmeyer's a tackle. Grunkenmeyer is a guard. Ethan Grunkenmeyer plays center on my offensive line. All right, well, Ethan Grunkenmeyer ranked third per On Three after the couple of days. He's committed to Penn State. Well, basically, it's a who's who's out there. All these guys, it's a bunch of pretty boys trying to show that they can throw the football without a defense in their face. Let's just be honest. Does it matter? No. But is it fun? Yes. It is a lot of fun. Look, you had Tua Tagovailoa and you had Blake Barnett win Elite 11 on their 2 years when they were out there representing the Alabama Alabama commits. They were obviously still in high school. So Bryce Young has been out there. He did not win. I believe he lost to DJ Uiagalelei. But you've had several Alabama prospects going out there. AJ McCarron competed in it. Star Jackson, oh, that's a blast from the past name, competed in Elite 11 as well. So look, it's a good indicator that you are liking what you're getting. It's a good indicator of who a prospect can be. But it functions like a glorified three-day pro day, like a glorified three-day combine at the NFL. You watch these NFL quarterbacks throw at the combine against Air, and like, what is it worth? What's it really worth seeing Anthony Richardson this past year throwing it at the combine? Yeah, it helped his draft stock, but like, it didn't tell you if he was a good football player or not. It didn't tell you if he was a good quarterback or not. It just showed you he could throw the football in his underwear. It's just like that out there in California. These quarterbacks are out there throwing no pads, no defense. It's basically just, can you sling the football and how accurate are you? Now, do we want our guy to win it? Of course. If Julian Sain wins it, we'll be beating our chest here in Tuscaloosa and looking forward to his arrival. Now, I am looking forward to his arrival here on campus. 2 years away, lots of lots of discussion right now in Alabama world, who's going to be Alabama's starting quarterback this year in 23. Whoever it is in 23, they better not rest on their laurels. Rest on their laurels. That is not the right phrase. But they better not rest, because whoever's coming in, whoever wins the job in 23 is basically going to have to win it again against Julian Sain. Julian Sain's going to come in 2024 and probably win the job over a Jalen Milroe, a Ty Simpson, over a, he's going to be a Bryce Young type prospect. He's going to be a Bryce Young, Tua Tagovailoa type prospect where he comes in and he's going to be, oh my gosh, this guy is head and shoulders. He can spin the daggum bean. So we're looking forward to seeing what Julian Sain does with the rest of his Elite 11 camp. All right, where are we at here on my list? I got one, two, I got four or five more hits on my list here. Let's keep it going with recruiting because that's, we just want to keep it consistent here. Look, big recruiting weekend here at Alabama. It's the second or third major weekend here at Alabama, and it's definitely the biggest. It's the biggest weekend here at Alabama. You're getting 10 guys, 10 major prospects coming into Tuscaloosa for official visits. You can read about it on BamaCentral.com and our recruiting roundup. I'll just go through our 10 guys. We have three commitments who are already committed to Alabama coming, and you've got a commitment, you got a prospect who's committed to Georgia as well coming. We'll talk about that, and I want to highlight one uncommitted prospect. All right, so here we go. From top to bottom, from highest rated to lowest rated, Jalen Mbakwe, you guys know, Alabama commit, cornerback out of Pinson Valley. Colin Simmons, edge rusher out of Duncanville, Texas. DeMarcus Riddick is a linebacker out of Clanton, Alabama. He is committed to Georgia. Jeremiah Beeman, defensive lineman out of Parker High School, is committed to Alabama. Jameer Grimsley, cornerback from Tampa, Florida. Sterling Dixon, edge rusher out of Mobile Christian High School, is committed to Alabama. I believe I'm going to be talking to Sterling Dixon next week. I got a good feeling about that. We'll get that lined up. Keelan Adams is a wide receiver from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Weston Davis, a tackle from Beaumont, Texas. Daniel Hill, Mr. Do-It-All, running back, quarterback, do-it-all guy in Meridian, Mississippi, and Solomon Wiggins, edge rusher out of Tampa, Florida. Now, look, it's interesting to me that you're bringing in lots of great, you're bringing in a lot of great prospects. Great. That's breaking news. Alabama bringing in great prospects. Duh. Okay. What's interesting to me is you've got three prospects who are committed to Alabama coming on their official visits at the same time as two highly rated prospects. DeMarcus Riddick is an Alabama native, committed to Georgia. Edge linebacker, inside linebacker, kind of an athlete, Mr. Do-It-All. He looks like a real big-time prospect. Committed to Georgia, I think it's important that you bring in these three guys who are already involved, already committed to Alabama, and you try to work DeMarcus Riddick. You try to work him. You try to flip him from Georgia to Alabama, and you bring him in, and I think you bring him on this class, your defensive class is starting to get really, really nasty. Now, let's look at the highest-rated uncommitted prospect that's coming into town. If you haven't heard, it's Colin Simmons. Colin Simmons is a five-star linebacker. He's a true five-star player. He's rated five stars by 24/7. He's rated five stars by the composite. He's Mr. Everything in Texas. Edge rusher, 6'3", 225. I put on Colin Simmons' tape earlier. Explosive is an understatement. Explosive and athletic is an understatement. He had a quick first step and really was effective going up against high school tackles. Now, look, you go up against high school tackles and you're a legitimate Division I prospect, it should look like man amongst boys. And it really did. His tape really did look like men amongst boys. Now, Colin Simmons is a really interesting prospect because he's rated the sixth best prospect in the country by the composite. So you're top 10. And he's stretching out his commitment. He's stretching out his recruitment. He's enjoying the process. And Colin Simmons recently let out, hey guys, 2024s, all your prospects, you get ready to flip to my school when I make my announcement. I want the best of the best coming around me. So Colin Simmons views himself kind of as a visionary, a leader, someone who's going to bring the masses into whatever school he ends up committing to. Makes his commitment even more important, in my opinion, viewing himself as kind of a magnet to other prospects. Okay, so where's he really expect? Who's Alabama fighting him for? Alabama's fighting LSU, Texas, and Texas A&M are his main big, are his four big kind of big schools at the moment. SMU and getting in there late. He's going on an official visit to SMU here pretty soon. But Colin Simmons is going to be an important prospect to really, you need these prospects. You need the prospects who are going to serve as magnets, as glue guys in the prospect, as recruiters, as student recruiters, as players recruiters. And so if Colin Simmons identifies himself as, hey, when I flip and announce my school, when I say Alabama or Georgia or Texas or A&M, I want X and Y and Z and B, all you guys to come to school with me because we're going to lead a class and we're going to take over college football together. So his recruitment is very important this weekend. His recruitment is very important this weekend, and I think that's why you pair him up on visits with a Sterling Dixon, a Jalen Mbakwe, and a Jeremiah Beeman. Those three guys already pretty much committed. They are committed to Alabama. Three in-state guys, three guys who know the pride in Alabama. I think you pair Colin Simmons up with Sterling Dixon, and you put stick the two of those guys with Dallas Turner this weekend. Dallas Turner or Keanu Coates, somebody, one of the premier edge rushers coming up this year. Let them have a great weekend together, and we add Colin Simmons into this recruiting class. I think it's going to be really important to add him into the class. We see he's being chased down by Coleman by Holman Wiggins, and so I think it would be a huge get to add that five-star to Alabama's football recruiting class.
Hey everybody, happy June. Hey everybody, happy June.
All right, still on the recruiting trail, but flipping sports. We're going to go to basketball real quick. Basketball, look, two different, you all know Alabama's got two scholarships remaining. We had Blake Byler on the program last week. I look forward to talking to him again very soon. Blake Byler covering all things Alabama basketball for Bama Central. And I love Blake. His insight's incredible. This past week, we saw reports saying that Grant Nelson is expected to commit to Alabama. That has not officially happened, but I think it's like any day now it's coming down. Grant Nelson just wants to make his own announcement, and him, more power to you. So you got two spots remaining with the Grant Nelson addition, and you all know we got holes in the front court. You need to get big body guys. All right, two big body guys I want to throw at you that Alabama chasing down. One, we talked about Jaren Stevenson with Blake Byler last weekend. 6'10 forward. He's a class of 2024, so he's a rising senior. He's a rising senior, and he's narrowed his list down to three schools, Georgia, Virginia, and North Carolina. Wrong, Joe. He's narrowed his list down to three schools, Alabama, North Carolina, and Virginia. Alabama, North Carolina, and Virginia are his three finalists. And in addition to narrowing it down, he's still deciding if he wants to reclassify into 2023. What would that mean for Alabama? Well, it would mean that Alabama is, if he chooses Alabama and reclassifies, it would mean that, one, there's one more scholarship filled, but you basically added more depth to your front court. Jaren Stevenson looks like an athletic big who needs some development. 6'10", he needs to get a little meat on his bones, but had nice athleticism, controlled, but handled the basketball pretty well for a high schooler, I thought, for a big high schooler. But it'd be a huge get for Alabama. Be a huge gift for Alabama, who needs big man help. And really, Jaren, we need you now. We don't need you in 24. I mean, it'd be nice. We'll get you in 24. He is a five-star prospect, so we're not turning down five stars. Never in the business of turning down five-star basketball prospects. But you need him right now. You need him right now. You need him to choose Alabama, and you need him to reclassify to 2023. And I expect reports indicate that he's going to be nearing his decision by the end of the weekend. So be looking for Jaren Stevenson to make his announcement. Oh, please come to the Tide. If you go to Virginia or North Carolina, good on you. Do the best for you. But I don't care if you reclassify at that point. If you come to Alabama, dude, get your grades online, reclassify, and come on in, because the water is warm. We're going back to challenge for the SEC title. And Jaren Stevenson, I think you can help us with that. Now, that second spot, I think, is vital. Alabama saw Louisiana forward Jordan Brown enter the transfer portal last Friday. 6'10", he was a former five-star recruit. He's played in the Pac-12, Pac-12 Sixth Man of the Year. He's been two-time Sun Belt Player of the Year. He was named Lou Henson Player of the Year by College Insider, honoring the best mid-major player. My man's a 6'10" as well, and he's an upperclassman. 19 points a game and eight rebounds last year for the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. Dude, you go get me Jordan Brown. You go get me Jordan Brown and Jaren Stevenson. Nate Oates, you finish the trifecta. Grant Nelson, Jordan Brown, and Jaren Stevenson. Oh my gosh, everybody who counted you out would be crying. Everyone who counted you out would be crying, and I would love it. I think it's very possible. I mean, look, Nate Oates knows the holes that you have in the front court, knows that you have to get after it, find some rim protection, find some rebounding, and really, I'm very happy with the Grant Nelson addition, but I think you're not done. I think you're not done, and you need to stay diligent and filling those last two holes with two big body guys that can help Alabama right now. I mean, yes, Jaren Stevenson, you'd love to add him to your 2024 class. You would. I'll take him in 24, but if I can get him right now in 23, let's do it, man. We need you. We need you so, so badly. All right, I think I only have one more topic left. One more topic left, and it is the College Baseball World Series.
Hey,
let's do it.
Happy June. Hey, everybody.
Happy June it is. All right, let's start with the fun part. Rocco's Jello Shot Challenge. It's been popular over the last handful of years. It's gained popularity as social media has gained popularity. Last year, you saw Ole Miss basically just run off and take the record. Okay, I want to send out a warning to Florida, TCU, Wake Forest, Virginia, Oral Roberts, Stanford, and Tennessee. You got to Omaha. Great on you. You still can win it. Good for you. You can win it. This is not about you can win or lose. You cannot win the Rocco's Jello Shot Challenge. LSU already 564 as of 11:30 this morning. 564, that's like 240-something more than Wake Forest's lead, current lead. Like, do not try to kill yourself keeping up with LSU. Don't do it. It's not going to be worth it. It's not going to be worth it. And you're going to end up in the hospital. You're going to end up sick. And you're going to end up regretting your experience out there in Omaha. This is supposed to be a party for you and your college, you and your university. And the party got going actually 30 minutes ago. So if you're interested in college baseball, you're interested in seeing the end of the season, the conclusion of the year, Oral Roberts and TCU just got going on ESPN. Virginia and Florida will play right after the conclusion of that game on ESPN. And then tomorrow you're welcoming Wake Forest and Stanford at 1 o'clock and LSU and Tennessee at 6. So best of luck to all the teams out there. Look, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to back Wake Forest. I'm going to back the Demon Deacons after they beat the brakes off of Alabama last weekend. Maybe that's a little biased, but Wake, their bats were extremely hot. They had enough pitching. I think that they can get it done. Now LSU is probably my second pick to win the whole dang thing, but I'm going to go with Wake Forest first as really the favorite, still the number one seed. They're looking to break the long-standing streak. I think it was 1999. The last time a number one overall seed won the College World Series. So Wake Forest looking to break, a 24-year long streak and get it done. So that's really all I've got for the day. Did I hit everything? Hey, Colin Simmons, Sterling Dixon, Jalen Ibakwe, Jaren Stevenson, recruiting weekend, Kobe Shelton. Yeah, that's pretty much all I hit for the day. LSU Jello Shot Tracker. Yeah, that's what I got for the day. Okay, want to go back and thank Amari Jefferson and Christian Miller for their time today. Sidebar: Happy birthday, Christian Miller. Christian Miller turning, however old he's turning, 26, 27, good looking man. Happy birthday to Christian Miller. Many, many more ahead of you. I hope that you have, and I hope that we get to hear from you again very, very soon. We're setting up the weekend. We want to encourage you to stay tuned to BamaCentral.com. Look for anything that's updating on Alabama sports. If there's anything that's breaking that's happening, we will keep you up to date on BamaCentral.com. You can listen to all of our BamaCentral.com broadcasting podcasts, all things Bama and Blue Collar Unplugged with my man Blake Byler and Matthew Gibson. I know Austin Hannon is cooking up a new edition of all things Bama. It's been a great week. It's been a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun. Be sure to tell everybody to go follow me at JoeGaither6. Send me your comments, questions, queries, and complaints, or tell everybody about this show. Look it up, Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central on Spotify and Apple Music. It's been a fun day. We'll keep you up to date of all the recruiting information and much, much more throughout the weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. This has been another edition of the Joe Gaither Show. Happy Friday. Oh, no, before I get out of here, Happy Father's Day on Sunday. Happy Father's Day on Sunday.
let's take 2 seconds. Jeff Gaither, you are well underappreciated, very underappreciated as a father. I appreciate everything that you did. Sidebar, Jeff Gaither hooked me up with Amari Jefferson. Dad got me set up with Amari Jefferson this past weekend. Always taking care of his children and his family. I love you, Dad. I'm appreciative of everything that you've done really over the course of 34 years and beyond. So I appreciate that. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Enjoy the time. Spend it with your kids, with your family. I hope you get to do really whatever you want to on your Father's Day. If you want to ride the lawnmower, if you want to play some golf, if you want to watch some golf, U.S. Open will be on. I hope you enjoy the Father's Day weekend. Oh, my sister's birthday on Sunday as well. Happy birthday, Catherine. This is going to do it for the Friday edition of the Joe Gaither Show right here on Bama Central.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.